Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Harper, I love this guy. Great baseball guy. MLB analyst for SNY here in New York City. John, it's been a little bit. How you doing, bro? You good?
Hey, BT. Haven't seen you in a while. How are you?
It has been a while. How are you? Okay?
Yeah, good, good. Over here now, getting ready to do a little TV, you know?
Oh, ooh, okay, that's always the nice, delicate battle when you work for SNY and you got to go on the air and bury the Mets. Trust me, yes, I know that line well.
Yes, the antennas are raised around here right now.
I hear you. I could imagine. So there's the initial, I want to hit this almost in four parts. The initial flare-up. Now, you're an old-school guy, like me, a little bit older, but not that different in terms of generation. You played college baseball. I would think that you didn't think that the initial, forget about Vargas for a moment, Mickey Callaway dropping a few F-bombs. My response was, big deal. Are you with me on that?
Pretty much. Although ordering a guy out of the clubhouse is something I have never seen a manager do, try and do to somebody.
Yeah.
That's a little bit much. But yeah. But see, that's where I think if you just say you're sorry, it goes away. You know? When the next day you say, hey, I lost my temper, you know, and I talked to the guy, sorry, it's over. Like by doubling down and basically saying, the tough competitor and Billy Martin slugged the sports right. I mean, now you extend the story and you make it worse. It just seems to happen with the Mets like that a lot.
Always does. Now, after that little, you know, verbal flare-up, it almost got physical with Jason Vargas. You know, there's a couple of ways to interpret that. First of all, Vargas needs to relax. I think we all know that. relax. You're not going to beat up a...
Jason Vargas.
That's a good summation. But I wonder, just to be fair to the Mets, and because I've been destroying them for the last 20 minutes, is there a chance that Vargas was representing a voice of the clubhouse and that shines favorably on how the players view Mickey, that Vargas basically had his back?
I think that's going a little too far.
Okay.
I think that's the guy who kind of senses, look, these players will take an opportunity to get in the face of media if they sense there's that opening, you know. But I don't think it would represent clubhouse-wide support of Callaway in any way. I think this is a guy who just decided, hey, I'm gonna stick up for something. I don't even know if he's sticking up for the manager. They didn't like that Healy was the guy, Tim Healy, the reporter, had become the object of all this stuff in the clubhouse.
Okay, now do you know Tim at all?
I know him a little bit, yeah, and he. Certainly doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would have made a sarcastic remark. I did hear the post game though that day, and he was the guy who asked Callaway, "Would you be allowed to use Diaz for more than four outs if you wanted to?" Which is basically saying to the manager, "Hey, you know, we know you don't have any power, so I'm going to ask you this question to kind of embarrass you."
Yeah.
So I think that's the way Callaway took it. And I'm sure that's where that whole thing stemmed from.
Okay, now you've been doing TV I'm going back to when I was at SNY. You've been on the tube for a while, but at your core, you're a journalist, you're a reporter, you've been pursuing stories, daily news for decades, and you're very good at it. Do you believe that was an out-of-bounds question, even if there was an inference that he was kind of a puppet? Do you think that that's something that should not be asked in that manner?
No. It's fair. It's fair game.
All right. I agree.
If you're a manager, look, you may not like it, but you have to be able to control yourself, especially with everything that's going on around this team. You can't do what you did because it shows, you know, you don't have control of the situation. And there's so much in question about whether Callaway can handle the job of manager, especially in New York to begin with. Now you're just setting yourself up to be, you know, to be basically look like you can't handle all this, especially when the pressure's on.
Yeah, we're talking to John Harper, MLB analyst for SNY, long time with the Daily News. You know, and I joked on the air yesterday, I said, John, I said, hey, listen, Jason Vargas is lucky you say our buddy Wally Matthews wasn't the reporter. Wally would have taken him up on the offer, right?
Wally has a little boxing background.
He does.
Likes that. He wants a guy to come at him once in a while.
Tough as nails.
Like, remember Will McDonough back in the day?
I do.
Patriots locker room. Yeah.
I do. Yeah, no, Wally's
truthfully, most of us are very uncomfortable being in that position.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's, you don't want to be the story.
You don't want to be the story. There's no, and you don't, especially when you're being completely wronged. You know, it's one thing if you're partially at fault or fully at fault. And I don't really, I don't think that there was any malice on the part of Tim Healy. I don't know him.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay. I've leaned on people like you and those who know him to kind of formulate that opinion. All right, now let's get back. So we've got the initial flare-up, the non-apology, then the apology, which for me is the ultimate death nail. Mickey Callaway's now officially done because that was, and I defended Mickey yesterday based on, you know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Big deal. He cursed somebody. Okay, whatever. It wasn't a woman. It wasn't a child. We can move on and we can come tomorrow and do our job. That was so pathetic and that was so weak. I don't think he could ever gain the respect back fully in the court of public opinion in New York. Do you agree with that?
Well, that's, if you're going to double down and say, you know, what he was pretty defiant about it, that, you know, he wasn't apologizing. Okay, now you obviously got yelled at by someone, one of your bosses, and you're going to come back and basically say, hey, I meant to let everybody know that I did apologize. Yeah, now to me, now you look weaker than you did in the first place. And, you know, there's been some speculation that Mickey wants to get fired at this point. But to me, if you want to get fired, then just tell him, no, I'm not apologizing, and you go from there. But it does cut his legs out as far as the clubhouse, no doubt about it. Because now the players, if they had any question about how much authority he has, they see that, look, this guy capitulates, and he's going to do whatever the bosses tell him to do. And we know how baseball is run these days anyway. The manager doesn't have near the power he used to. So it becomes a problem in the clubhouse, I think.
Yeah. Where are we with Brody Van Wagenen? I mean, I know it's a real projection, and in baseball and in New York, you never know. Shelf life. It doesn't seem like he has a long shelf life based on his personality and his desire to be in the middle of a lot of stories. Is that a fair read, or is that not accurate? How do you see him so far?
You know, well, the thing is, look, yeah, I mean, he's got a ton to prove. Every move he made basically in the winter has backfired on him, starting with the Cano trade, which has just become a disaster.
Yeah, I hit that.
But here's the thing, you know, Jeff Wilpon basically went out on a limb, convinced his father, Fred, this is the guy to do it. It's an outside-the-box hire, all that stuff. He wants it to work in the worst way. These guys were friendly even before this, so I think I don't think Brody's going anywhere, at least for a couple of years. I think they're going to give him a chance to turn it around, because even if the moves haven't worked, they do have a core of pretty nice young players, and you could see where if they made some of the right moves that this team still has a chance to be good. The bullpen's been a disaster. If the bullpen was even decent, I think this team would be above 500 and be somewhat in the mix. So
yeah.
I don't think Brody's going anywhere.
No, and I don't think he should. I'm just curious. You know, he's going to have to grow on the job and certainly get better at basically everything, to be blunt. But
yeah.
No, I'm not
trying. There's a lot of resentment around baseball because a lot of old-school baseball people, you know, didn't like the idea of an agent becoming a GM.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think he came in, like, not knowing anything of what he's doing. These big agencies that he worked for, they all have analytics departments. They all have scouting departments. They're basically a little mini franchise into themselves.
That's true.
I think his problem was he trusted his former clients like Cano and even Jed Lowry. He totally went against the grain of the trend in baseball, getting younger, 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 brought in all these 30-plus-year-old guys who are getting hurt and can't produce. And he just, in that way, he does look like he wasn't reading the way baseball is going these days.
All right, I want to wrap it up with a positive here. John Harper, Major League Analyst for SNY. And listen, Alonso's a thumper. It's not illusion, it's not magic, it's not lucky. He hit a pitch over the weekend that I chronicled on Twitter, the home run to dead center. That was a perfect pitcher's pitch. It was on the outside shin guard. It was low. It was away. He was out in front. He kept his hands back, but he was obviously
off Hamels, the changeup off Hamels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
He got fooled on it the first time up. The kid's a smart hitter.
I know he is.
He's a book on pitchers.
He makes adjustments.
He's the real thing, I think.
Who is he, though? Give us a somewhat modern comparison, because the rest of baseball, obviously I'm a national show, so I want to at least branch this out a little bit more, you know, all the different markets that watch the highlights and see Alonso thumping like a madman. Who is he as we project forward? Anybody come to mind?
Well, I've heard a couple names. Modern, it's not modern.
Go ahead.
Ethernet is comparison to Hillerman Killebrew, which goes back away.
Wow.
But that in body type, and you can see a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And I've heard, look, I know some guys, DeRosa over at MLB Network, and they've compared it to Mark McGwire.
Wow.
McGwire's taller, a little lankier. He's a tough comparison because I don't remember seeing that many guys, that many sluggers, use the lower half the way he does. Man, he generates so much power from his legs, and he stays back and goes the other way. It's a hard comparison, but I mean, McGwire, I guess, is an obvious one just for the pure power.
Yeah, and the Harmon Killebrew. I mean, listen, I watch as much baseball as anybody. I don't think I've ever heard a modern day player compared to Harmon Killebrew. That's amazing.
Interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting one because he wasn't a real big guy, tall guy.
Yeah, stout,
stocky,
thick.
He did use his legs a lot, so that is a pretty good one that Keith brought up.
Well, listen, John, it's been a while. It's really nice to reconnect. I appreciate you giving us some intel on the Mets here. I miss you guys over there. Boy, it's been almost 10 years. But
it's been a while.
Right? Whoever's
no
still.
More wheelhouse.
We got an Emmy, man.
That's right.
We got an Emmy, right. A little hardware out of that. Tell everybody who's there that when I was there, that's still there, tell them I said hi and good having you on the show. Thanks a lot, John.
I will. Great talking to you, BT.
Always a pleasure, man. Pure gentleman, great baseball man. John Harper, SNY, MLB analyst.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.